4ZPH.
KD.
SKD, WB4ZPH.
ZPH. Name here is Larry. Leaving the office.
My name's David. He dropped out of the repeater there for just a second, but I copied your name.
Okay, I'm moving now. How's that?
Better now.
KC4SKD, just leaving the office. After a long day, not too busy, wasn't many people there, but I did get something done.
I think a lot of people left off early today, maybe, to get a head start on the Thanksgiving holiday. Whereabouts is your office?
It's over next to the Haywood Mall here in Greenville.
Familiar. I know where you're talking about. I work at the airport, so I guess not too close to you, but I think maybe you know where the airport is, and I know where a floor is, so everybody knows where everybody's at now.
You work at the GSP?
I do, the GSP airport.
What do you do out there?
The IT manager at the airport, so what I do there is a long list of things, sometimes it feels like. But I work for the IT department, for the airport district, so I help support the computer network and the PCs and the flight displays and the public address system and a myriad of other systems there at the airport. It's never a dull moment.
And then I've worked in IT for a number of years. That's what I do now. I'm desktop support. And yeah, it's very interesting times working in IT. We got a lot of stories we can talk about.
We do. And I'm sure there's plenty of stories we can share. Seems like you get into this field to learn more about technology, but you find yourself learning more about people than technology sometimes.
Absolutely. One thing I learned in IT is you never make important changes at the end of the day unless you've done it 50 times and you know exactly or close to how it's going to turn out. Because I've done that before and get yourself in a mess and ended up having to stay late.
Right about that. That's sound advice. Yeah, you don't want to make any changes you're unsure of before you're getting ready to head home, and really you don't want to make any changes you're unsure of in general. Could carry too much repercussions.
At a bank, we had a system. It was had a test system, and then we tested everything, I mean, till it was perfected, and then they put it in production. That helped us stay out of trouble a lot of times.
Safe option. And if you can afford to do it, it's a good option. Some organizations can't afford to have a very robust test environment, so it kind of puts you in a sometimes risky and uncomfortable situation. So you have to be doubly sure. Seems like a lot of reading and a lot of research goes into our field just to help save your mind from anxiety.
Well, on the side note, I have done sound engineering, helped set up sound systems in churches and run them and operate them. I programmed a Yamaha digital mixer. That's a very rewarding job. I really, really like doing that. And I have played the organ at church before, and I really enjoy doing that too.
Good. That's pretty neat. I think playing a musical instrument is good. It's good for your mind too. I in the past had dabbled with the 5-string banjo. I'm not proficient at it, but can bang around on it a little bit and make some noise that some people like.
I worked on the piano for quite a number of years, and I had to give it up because I started getting pain in my thumbs too bad, and I just, as much as I liked it, enjoyed it, I was heartbroken. I called a secondhand store to come get my little Baldwin piano, and I got so upset I just had to go to the mountains for a while.
I think it's fun. It's a good time. And I think when you get to practicing and you really, really start enjoying it, you lose track of time.
I do have I've got a Hammond organ. It was made about 1960. And I like it. It's not as taxing on the fingers and thumbs as the piano. And it is a beautiful instrument. I bought it from a guy in Easley. Somebody took really good care of it.
Two sister-in-laws on either side. So my wife's sister and then my brother's wife. They both play the piano, and they both sometimes play in church. So my wife's sister, she plays regularly in church, and then my brother's wife, she plays occasionally in church. And you know, I enjoy piano music. I don't know that I could do it. Maybe I could, but I don't give myself enough credit, I guess. But I do like it.
KQ4WQ. I'm sorry to break on you guys. That guy over at GSP, I think we've talked before on the Mount Mitchell. Sorry to break on you guys again. I just wanted to know if you're at that building right now, if you're at home or on a base station maybe.
B4ZPH. Name here is David. I work at GSP Airport. Maybe I've talked with you on the Mount Mitchell repeater before. I'm at home right now. Just wanted to throw my call out and chat a little bit and picked Larry up just recently. Just today put a new microphone on this radio, so I really wanted to have a couple QSOs and make sure that the mic was intelligible. Sounds like it is.
Yes, sir, it is. I don't know if I said my call sign. It's KQ4WQM, Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Quebec Mike. I believe we talked on the N2GE there. I was the one who was testing out a ground plane antenna that I built. Just to ask you, how do I sound right now into the Greenville repeater here?
Quieting and fully intelligible. Don't have any complaints on your signal.
Roger, roger. I appreciate it. Sorry, back to you guys. Didn't mean to break in on you guys like that.
Nice to talk with you. This is WB4ZPH.
I'm getting into a really bad area. I can barely get to repeater. I hope you hear me.
Hear you, Larry. Thanks for acknowledging my call earlier. Nice talking with you, and enjoy the rest of your ride home and have a happy Thanksgiving. KC4SKD, this is WB4ZPH.
Back to you. And another note, it's this coming Friday night, it's my night to call the net on this repeater at 9. So if you're not busy during that time, check in with us. We'd love to have you check in. Good talking to you. KC4SKD.
I'll look for you on the net. I try to check in most nights, and if I'm free Friday, I'd be glad to enjoy the opportunity to check into the net and try to do it when I can, and I'll look for you on Friday. Nice talking with you. Have a good evening. WB4ZPH.